The opposition leader says Barbadians are struggling despite government's steady GDP claims. Meantime, micro-enterprises across Barbados told to get their house in order if they want to attract major investments. A revival of community spirit takes off across the pine as several stalwarts are honored. And reggae has lost one of its giants. Jamaican music legend Jimmy Clift has died. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Barbadians are struggling to survive at the microeconomic level despite government's assertions of steady growth with the gross domestic product, GDP. This is the view of opposition leader in the Democratic Labour Party, Ralph Thorne, who was speaking as a guest on Down to Brass Tacks today. The senior counsel argues that GDP figures are not reflected in the daily cost of living.
This definition of debt to GDP ratio bears no relationship to the struggle of those people in Swan Street, to whom I've spoken and to whom I've spoken quite often. Debt to GDP ratio bears no relationship to the children in this country who are not getting breakfast on mornings. And if they go to school, their teachers who are having to bring breakfast to school for them. Debt to GDP ratio means very little to a lot of self-employed people whose incomes have diminished. Debt to GDP ratio means very little to a taxi service which is about to endure a severe crisis. When you have Uber being invited into this country by a government to undermine the taxi industry. It is fine to talk about debt and debt to GDP ratio and these macro issues, but David, at the very micro level in this country, people are not doing well.
When questioned by moderator David Ellis about the series of downgrades under the DLP between 2008 and 2018, Mr. Thorne said that to reverse that trend, he is proposing a reduction in the value-added tax, a move he notes the current government promised but has yet to deliver.
It will alleviate the suffering of people, it will give them greater spending power, and you will have more money circulating in the economy and therefore stimulate the economy. And this question of growth that is occurring only at macro levels and high levels, growth will become a phenomenon at the lower levels.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Meantime, Minister of Energy and Business Senator Lisa Cummins believes small businesses in Barbados need to put in place a solid governance structure in order to attract investment. She said this during a business leaders workshop called Thought Leadership at the JMMB International at the O2 Beach in Dover this morning.
Too many small businesses do not have the governance frameworks in place that make it ready for investment or even for debt. Who are your partners? How have you built governance networks, whether there are boards, there is a management structure in place? Have you gotten your accounting in place? Are you producing management accounts on an annual basis? Or even if you're at a certain level, audited financials. You may not necessarily need to start there. ICAB would say that to you, what based on the size of your business, what you actually need. But governance matters. And governance doesn't just matter when it's everybody else. Governance matters when it's your business too.
Senator Cummins stressed that the investment will not come right away unless owners of microenterprises complete a process.
Many small businesses, that does not necessarily mean that that business, when I first started, is investment ready. There may come a time later when I've put some governance in place, when I've built some scale, when I've built some capacity, when I've expanded my networks, that I may become investment ready. But it doesn't mean that I start there. But you can get there. And in order to get to that stage where you're investment ready, you have to be able to operate in multiple spaces to address the challenges of your supply chains and ensure that you have your regulatory regimes lined up. And acquisitions can often be a big part of it. Small businesses do not have the governance frameworks.
That's Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. A week of honor and reflection in the Pine community has seen several of its sporting and cultural pioneers recognized for their contributions to the development of St. Michael. Memorial Walls celebrating stand-up footballers and basketballers were unveiled, and the Parkinson Resource Center was renamed in a tribute to former MP Dilal Bradshaw. Following last night's ceremony honoring nine Pinelands basketballers, Deputy Prime Minister and St. Michael's South East MP Santia Bradshaw said the week's events have energized residents, many of whom want to reclaim the strong community spirit the Pine was once known for.
The Pinelands community, the entire St. Michael's Southeast community, wants the violence to stop. When you talk to people, nobody wants to be losing their children. They don't want to be losing their fathers. They don't want to have people, who, especially old people, who are afraid to come outside. This has been a vibrant community from the time I was born in 1976. And as you can tell from just these last few days, the successes are many. But sometimes that is overwhelmed by the amount of killings and senseless killings in a lot of cases. So I feel like being able to acknowledge the past helps a lot of our people in the community to remember what the community was like, and hopefully it will inspire a number of the young leaders within the community to do a lot more.
Deputy Prime Minister and MP for St. Michael's South East, Santia Bradshaw, in the lunchtime edition. The Minister of Environment and National Beautification, Green and Blue Economy has launched the Parish Home Garden Beautification Competition, set to kick off on November 25th. Speaking this morning at the media launch in the Warren's Towers, Tree Planting Coordinator with Responsibility for Competitions, DeWin Phillips, urged Barbadians to participate, and he outlined the breakdown in prizes as well as how to enter the competition.
Winners of each parish will receive $1,500 for having the most beautiful garden. The 11 winners of each parish will then compete for the grand prizes of first place $4,000, second place $3,000, and third place $2,000. But the question is, how does one enter or get information on the competition? That's very easy. You will WhatsApp 234-3252. There will be an automated message that will ask you to give your name, address, pin location of where you are, and at a minimum or a maximum, in this case, of three photos of your garden.
That's Tree Planting Coordinator with Responsibility for Competitions, DeWin Phillips.
Many rivers to cry, but I can't seem to find my way over.
Reggae has lost one of its giants. Jamaican music legend Jimmy Cliff has died. The globally celebrated singer, songwriter, and actor whose career spanned more than six decades passed away earlier today in Jamaica. He was 81. Jimmy Cliff was best known for his classics such as, we just heard, Many Rivers to Cross, The Harder They Come, You Can't Get It With How You Really Want It, and Sitting in Limbo. Songs that not only define an era, but help carry reggae to international audiences. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest, our top stories. The opposition leader says Barbadians are struggling despite government's steady gross domestic product claims, speaking on a Down to Brass Tacks today. Meantime, micro-enterprises across Barbados told to get their house in order if they want to attract major investment. This coming from the Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. A revival of community spirit takes off across the Pine as several stalwarts are honored, and reggae has lost one of its giants. Jamaican music legend Jimmy Cliff has died. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most. Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp, and also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.